Yeah, he's done. He's checked all the boxes, right? Like, come in, he's been a good teammate and performed really well. And he's just continuing his development in a lot of ways. Like, all the things that the guys in the minor leagues have challenged him to do, he's hit on all those things, and he just continues to evolve and get better. And now he's getting this test against the best hitters in the world, and he's excelling. And there's going to come a point where, like, some hitter or a team might make an adjustment on him, and we'll have to navigate that adjustment with him. But right now, like, he's doing everything in his power to set us up for a win.
At what point this season did he really pop on your radar?
It wasn't last season. It was when he got drafted.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went to Oklahoma State, and so I'd actually seen him take more BP than I'd seen him throw off the mound. And when the video came to me that we might take him, I was like, oh, this is interesting as a two-way guy and stuff like that. And then just how he's progressed in navigating the two-way component, like, it was pretty clear to me that he was ultimately probably going to land as a pitcher only. And so here he is. But, yeah, definitely this year, like, once you start doing the things he was doing in Double-A at a consistent basis, you start to notice. And then obviously gets promoted and continues that string of success. And, then it's just an opportunity here at that point. Like, he's done everything he possibly can in Triple-A and Double-A. Then just comes the opportunity at the big league level, and that opportunity came, and he's ran with him.
Since you've gotten to know him now over the last 10 days or so, just since he's been here, has anything surprised you?
I don't think anything's really surprised me. It's more so, like, how he thinks about the game is interesting. Like, he's been a position player much longer than he's been a pitcher. Yeah. And so he kind of thinks through the game through a hitter's lens. And whatever that does to his confidence and his pitchability, I think he just knows how hard hitting is.
Yeah.
So he doesn't give the other team too much credit. And so you couple that with, like, some elite stuff. You kind of see what he's doing as a possibility.
I think what has impressed me so much is just how many different pitches he throws. And then when you look back and you see, well, he didn't have those pitches a year or two ago. How has he been able to master that craft that now all of a sudden he has three or four pitches that are plus pitches?
Yeah, that's a huge credit to Jags and Raj and Grayson, and then Dan, the Double-A pitching coach, and AJ, the Triple-A pitching coach, of all, like, kind of working together to, like, all right, here are the things that we want him to work on. Here are the pitches that we want him to work on to these locations, to these types of hitters and these counts. And, like, holding his feet to the fire and, like, not letting him stray away from what we feel like was going to give him success at the big league level. So, obviously, huge credit to Nolan for trusting and putting the work in and ultimately executing. Huge props to our PD group and them seeing what he possibly could be and then helping him get there.
Thanks, Hef. Appreciate your time.
Yep, anytime.